I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Our 50 States Project is our ongoing look at how globalization is impacting communities across the United States. And for this next installment, we're talking furniture. For more than a century, North Carolina was the furniture-making center of America. But foreign competition, mostly from Asia, has taken its toll. Since 1990, more than 60% of those furniture jobs have disappeared. But North Carolina isn't done fighting. We sent the world's Jason Margolis to the home furnishings capital of the world, High Point, North Carolina.
Hooker Furniture has been around since 1924, selling wooden furniture for the home. Sofas, bed frames, dressers, you name it. Furniture was built in Virginia and North Carolina because of nearby supplies of Appalachian hardwood and cheap labor. By the 1990s, though, the model was crumbling, says Hooker's chairman and CEO Paul Toms.
Increasingly, our customers weren't willing to buy domestically produced furniture.
Toms says the economics just didn't work anymore. Imports from Asia were simply too cheap.
We closed five plants in about 5 years. We went from 2,200 employees to 200. These were good, hardworking people that were doing everything that we asked of them, and it was through no fault of theirs. There was no other alternative.
And so Hooker Furniture essentially became an importer. I met Toms at the High Point Market, the world's largest furniture show held twice a year in High Point. Stories like his are common here. Take the case of a hand-woven rug to explain the math. Satya Tiwari is president of the Atlanta-based company Surya. He points toward one of his high-end rugs hanging in a showroom.
So a $5,000 rug that we sell, it literally takes about a year to make.
With U.S. salaries, how much would that cost to make here?
I would say, just if I have to just basic math, it'll be $30,000, $40,000 for sure.
And that's wholesale. He's not going to sell a lot of rugs at that price. Now, chasing cheaper labor to build tables and chairs isn't a new story. A century before North Carolina lost its furniture jobs to China, North Carolina was stealing them from Michigan. And before that, Michigan was taking jobs from New England. But is there any way to make rugs, dressers, or bed frames where people are paid more? Can benches and chairs again be built in America?
I don't see how the economics works anytime soon.
David Bergman is CEO of the Butler Specialty Company. They design things like benches, chairs, mirrors, and consoles. Butler is an 88-year-old business based in Chicago, but they outsource manufacturing to places like China, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Bergman says business doesn't only go where labor is cheap. It goes where there's expertise. And right now, that's in Asia. Bergman says even if Butler could build benches cheaply in the U.S., it wouldn't much matter. The factories and equipment are gone.
Let's say we have 50 different types of benches in our line, maybe 100, using 30, 40 different materials. It would be very difficult to find an assortment of factories in the United States that would be able to do that right now. Someday, certainly, it's possible.
The White House is trying to make someday arrive more quickly for U.S. manufacturing through tariffs, making imports more expensive. Bergman says if President Trump were to slap tariffs on furniture imports, it wouldn't bring back American jobs. Here's what he says would happen.
I think that I will be able to pass through the tariff to my customer. I think the consumer ultimately, though, is the one that's going to have to pay more for the product.
So with a 25% tariff, for instance, a $100 mirror from Butler could cost us $125, at least. Yet, despite China's huge cost savings on labor, some furniture is being built in North Carolina.
You can do it here. We make it in Asheboro, North Carolina. It's all made in North Carolina.
Bill Wittenberg runs Klausner Home Furnishings. He shows me a sofa built nearby. The guts of it, cushioning, springs, and the frame, are largely imported, then put together in North Carolina on an assembly line. Then comes the customized part. Upholstery is added to finish the sofa just the way the customer wants it.
They want to pick a product that they have said, okay, I've got this color scheme in my room, I want to put this fabric on it, or I want this type of cushion. They like to customize their product. And that's been where we've carved out our niche.
That sofa ships in a few weeks. This business model, quick customization, doesn't work as well from China. So the upholstery business has become a bright spot for North Carolina. Community colleges have started offering classes again in sewing and upholstery. One local school has a 3-year wait list to get in. Remember Paul Toms, the man who laid off 2,000 of his employees? He's been hiring again.
You know, in domestic upholstery manufacturing, we probably have about 650 to 700 employees.
According to the Department of Labor, upholsterers earn, on average, $17 an hour. Still, Toms doesn't oversell this comeback. He doesn't see a return to the bustling days of furniture making in North Carolina.
People ask all the time, are jobs coming back? And my answer is, I don't think so. The skills that are involved in domestic wooden residential furniture making are, I think, for the most part, gone. The supervision's gone. The machinery is sold. Environmental permitting would be extremely difficult today. I just don't see that business coming back.
That point was echoed by pretty much everyone I met in High Point. And remember the old economic adage that furniture manufacturing always chases the cheapest labor? Even if North Carolina could compete with China, it wouldn't much matter. Vietnam, Malaysia, and Indonesia are already moving into the market. For The World, Jason Margolis, High Point, North Carolina.
Tomorrow, we return to High Point and meet a couple of interior designers from India who go there to shop.
So definitely we're here every year. Last year, we were here with a very big delegation of architects whom we took around to the market. And
High Point, North Carolina clings to its mantle as the home furnishings capital of the world. That's tomorrow here on the show.